Welcome back, folks. We've heard a lot about Meta's $10 billion data center that's being developed in Richland Parish. And just yesterday, we heard during the cabinet meeting, President Trump talking about the massive size of this facility, almost as big as Manhattan itself. And we also know that it's going to require a lot of power. Well, joining us is Philip May, President and CEO of Entergy Louisiana. The Public Service Commission has approved Entergy's plan to build new infrastructure to power the Meta facility, and he's here to talk to us about it. Philip, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is obviously a huge economic win for the state of Louisiana on so many different fronts. And I know that you guys are very excited about working with them in order to make sure that they have the necessary power to get this project done.
Yeah, absolutely. We met with Meta beginning in January of last year, and it came clear that they wanted to be a real partner in how we work to get power that they need and so forth. And what's so exciting about this project is bringing significant investment to a part of the state that really hasn't seen it. We've seen a lot of industrial development in the south end of the state, but not so much in the north end. So Meta's placing a massive investment in the northern part of the state, and they're doing it in a way where they're paying the full cost of all the interconnection necessary to serve them. They're paying for the generation. So the net of this is having Meta will actually have our bills lower than they otherwise would have because of the way we structured that contract, because Meta was truly interested in being a true partner with the state of Louisiana.
That's huge, Philip, right? I mean, that's not a happenstance or an occurrence that happens all the time.
It's never happened in my 40 years that I've worked in this industry. So it's highly unusual, and we're super excited to have them here.
So obviously you have a lot of regulatory hurdles to jump over. It seems as though y'all got through that process. The Public Service Commission approved the plan put forward by your organization, Entergy Louisiana. What will that look like?
Yeah, so what that did is we presented a plan, and then, of course, the Public Service Commission, along with other interveners, took a look at that, and they asked us to make some tweaks and do some additional things in there, which we have done, all which makes the deal that we cut with Meta even better for the state of Louisiana. But, you know, essentially what we're going to do, we're going to build three power plants. Two power plants are going to be right there on the site adjacent to Meta. We're going to build another power plant here in South Louisiana, actually in St. Charles Parish, all of which will produce investment for the state of Louisiana, jobs for the state of Louisiana, and then the investment that Meta itself makes, which they've pegged at $10 billion, is going to come with 5,000 construction jobs and 500 permanent jobs. Those 500 permanent jobs are going to have a multiplier effect that will, again, produce essentially 2,500 new jobs in the Richland Parish area. So that investment by Meta, the investment that we will make, will all produce economic benefits, expand our grid, make our grid more resilient, more robust, all of which creates benefits for our citizens of Louisiana.
We're speaking with Philip May, President and CEO of Entergy Louisiana. Up there, too, a part of the infrastructure that's going to, I guess, be improved is your transmission corridors, right, as it relates to these new power plants?
That's correct. So we are building a large number of lines, and for the lines that are directly connecting to Meta, there's more than $1 billion of which they're paying for up front. So we'll get the additional benefit of those transmission lines, and they'll be paying for those directly up front. So our customers won't pay for those. We are building and expanding another line that we were planning to have to expand in 2033. We're bringing that forward to 2030. And so the way that will work, that will be shared with customers, but the upfront cost of paying for that will be paid for by Meta. So the net effect of that is customers will be no worse off. They were going to be paying for it in 2033. Meta will pay for a big chunk of that upfront, so the customers are no worse off, and yet stronger, better, more resilient grid as a result of these investments.
Got a number of texts, Philip, asking what kind of plants are these that will be generating power for Meta?
It's a great question. And when we were working with Meta how we need to do this, it became clear to us the only way to meet their desire to do this quickly was to do this with natural gas plants. So we're building three combined cycle combustion turbines. These will be the most efficient plants on our system. In fact, they'll produce another $100 million a year in fuel benefits for all customers as a result of that efficiency. But Meta also has a commitment to having a clean resources. So they're also going to have 1,500 megawatts of solar available to them to help decarbonize that facility. We are also going to add carbon capture sequestration to one of our plants to reduce the carbon impact of this facility. So it really demonstrates what we can do on a fast scale. It's a tribute to Louisiana working together, but also the additional benefits of cleaning up that energy so Meta can meet its commitments of having clean energy for that facility.
Timing is everything. Time kills all deals. If you're not able to do this and respond in this fashion, they go somewhere else, right?
They absolutely go somewhere else. And as I said, we started meeting with these folks in January 2024. What we learned during the announcement was this was essentially a competition on a world scale. They could build this anywhere. They chose to build their marquee investment here in Louisiana because we're able to respond with speed. And I will tell you, never been more proud of our state, because when we first brought this to the governor and secretary of LED, Susan Bourgeois, it took an all of Louisiana approach to get this done. Local officials, the legislature, the governor and his cabinets, all connecting so we can make this happen quickly. And then the LPSC actually advanced the approval of this to August from October, which is important because Meta is actually, as you mentioned in the cabinet meeting that Trump had this week, he talked about the potential for Meta to expand this project to make it even more of a dramatic investment and larger impacts, larger benefits for our state and our customers.
So let's I know when y'all implement a lot of these changes like this, you look at the infrastructure grid in a way that it helps in more ways than one, right? Were y'all able to take that same approach this time?
We did, and it's able to bring stronger, more resilient lines into the state. It allows us to have higher load serving capability. In other words, the next customer that shows up will get the benefit of that. But in addition, because Meta will be paying for a significant share of existing things we planned for, as you know, we're in the middle of a $2 billion resilience program. Meta joining us essentially means more people will be paying that bill. So it will reduce the cost that customers have to pay for resilience, for instance, by 10%. Same thing for prior storms. We generally bring those folks in and then have to pay for it over a period afterwards. Meta will pay for a portion of that, reducing the cost to our other customers by 10%. So you're absolutely right. It improves our infrastructure, but even better, it allows us to do it at lower cost to our customers.
What I like about it, and the reason I asked the question, is I love when y'all have options, right? Because, you know, as one of my previous interviews today, I said that Mother Nature is predictably unpredictable. And the more options you have, the more tools in your toolbox, so to speak, that you can shift things around and provide power from different directions. And that's nothing but good for us down here. We know that because we were embedded in serious conversations when we lost some of our transmission corridors.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great point, because when we talk to Meta about what we needed to do in placement up north, one of the things we were able to do is look at where our grid had vulnerabilities before, where we needed to improve that, and how we can make it more robust. And one of the things that will come with this is additional transmission lines that create redundancy for South Louisiana. You know, our grid essentially runs close to along the I-10 corridor with not a whole lot of northern input coming into that. So when you have a storm, if it chops into one of those corridors, it puts the grid at risk. by being able to inject more power from the north, which is something we're going to benefit from with Meta, that will allow us to have a more resilient grid when we do have those storms that show up. Because so far this hurricane season has been good for us, but we know that there's going to be another storm one day, and we're thinking about how we make this grid better for our customers.
Philip, I want to hear you knock on some wood right now, okay? This season's not over.
Haven't quite got to the peak yet, but I'll take it.
And, you know, and then the opportunity gain as well, as you talked about earlier, with the possibility of expansion, because the expansion probably is going to increase the need for more power, right? And more options being developed.
Absolutely. It will require a dramatic increase in power. I think Meta has described this as roughly 2 gigawatts, and what they are putting on the table is something close to 5 gigawatts. So more than doubling the size of that, that creates optionality for us to expand the grids in new ways that can create even more benefits for our customers. But, you know, the other thing that goes with that is those new plants will create more redundancy, more resiliency, more efficiency for our existing customers. And lastly, the thing I want to say about this is that having the state be able to move quickly on this is why we, Louisiana, are in contention for one of the largest, most advanced data centers in the entire world. And it says something about what we can do as a state when we are aligned about the outcomes we're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. This is a win-win on all fronts. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, look, this is not going to be a lot of work over the next 3 years. But customers should know the result of this will be lower bills than they otherwise would be, stronger infrastructure, more efficient power plants, and more reliability. All things that work to the benefit of our state and our customers.
Absolutely a win-win again. And we really appreciate you joining us. Philip May, President and CEO of Entergy Louisiana. Have a great Labor Day weekend, sir, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Philip May, President and CEO of Entergy Louisiana. This is exciting. I mean, it's one of the biggest projects in the history of the state of Louisiana. And then as he just laid out, Philip May, that is, it makes perfect sense. It creates so many downstream options and upside for us. It's huge. As they negotiated and were thinking through this process, now it's been approved by the Louisiana Public Service Commission, and things will be moving fast. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.